And now the part of our show where well-known people subject themselves to a meaningless quiz for the amusement of our listeners. Here is a genius idea for a hit TV show, a show about dancing featuring people who can't dance. Well, whatever has made Dancing with the Stars one of the biggest hits in recent TV history, we can say it was not the grace and beauty of Tucker Carlson and or Jerry Springer. Maybe it was the host, the charming and well-traveled Tom Bergeron. He joins us now. Tom, welcome to Wait, Wait, or, as we like to call it, Schmoozing with the Obscure.
It's my pleasure.
Now, Tom, it turns out that you are, as I said, an experienced host. You're not only, of course, the host of Dancing with the Stars. You've hosted many other shows.
Right.
America's Funniest Home Videos, still do.
Ongoing, yeah.
Ongoing, yeah.
You notice the people in your audience who applauded have never actually suffered a crotch hit.
That's true. What is it about human nature?
It's funny when it's happening to the other guy.
Have you ever gotten your jobs confused and throw a volleyball at Jerry Springer's crotch?
No, although I will say this, if ever in the ballroom someone gets it, I am fully equipped to handle that as well.
You know just how to make a little quip about that.
That's exactly right.
Now, what was amazing to me, looking at your resume, two things. First of all, we found that you were once a mime.
That's right. Oh, by the way, that's not only true, but, and I don't do this for everybody, I'm about to walk against the wind.
And secondly, you actually once hosted the Miss America pageant.
Yeah, and the operative word in that sentence is once.
Yeah. Well, why? What happened? Didn't they?
Well, it was actually something that didn't happen on the show, but happened during rehearsal. And unfortunately, I recounted this on a live national talk show. It's a true story. It was during a rehearsal, and I was backstage looking at some notes. And all of a sudden, I started getting this really good neck and shoulder massage. So I turned around, and it was one of the Southern State contestants. And I said, "That's a really good shoulder massage." And she said, and I quote, "And if I win, a full body massage." So I told that story on TV, and the Miss America people disinvited me from future broadcasts.
I can't imagine why. Let me ask you, if I may, about your current big hit, Dancing with the Stars.
Yes. It's,
now, I stress, in the history of human civilization, in dance as an art form, generally speaking, people like to see people who know how to dance.
Right.
But you've managed to make a success of watching a couple in which only one half of the couple knows how to dance.
Well, but think about it, Peter. In a sense, this is a newscast of sorts for people who aren't really sure they know the news.
You mean... You make a good point, sir. As I said earlier...
There's a whole market for tentativeness now in entertainment.
When you go out to get the stars to be on the show, I mean, what kind of reaction do you get? Do you have to go through a lot of no's, or are people lining up to do it now?
Well, happily, I just host Dancing with the Stars, which means I show up minutes before airtime with no other involvement whatsoever.
So is that why on one of the first shows this year we actually saw you in camera say, "Jerry Springer, come on, you're kidding." No, come on, who is it really?
I've got to tell you, he proved to be not the Jerry Springer that everybody thought was going to show up there. He was absolutely charming, and we're actually going to miss him if not his dancing.
Well, one reason, of course, you might miss him is that you had a kind of scandal on the show this year.
We've got some of the couples sleeping with each other. We've got people divorcing. You know, we've got Jerry trying to do a quick step. I mean, it's just
it's
been,
horrendous.
You know, one thing after another.
Now, I have been told, I have it under good authority, that one of the many, many people who would love to be on Dancing with the Stars is our own Carl Castle.
Oh, you know?
Is that true, Carl?
I love that idea. Oh. I love that idea.
You do it? You'd be excited to try that?
Yeah.
Carl, can you do a split?
No.
Oh. Well.
How do you look in spandex and glitter, Carl?
he looks
He's
great.
Wearing it now.
No, he doesn't. Hot. I shine.
Very good. Well, Tom Bergeron, we're delighted to have you with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Asked you here to play a game we're calling...
You are the nuttiest man in Washington, D.C.
Well, surprisingly.
We're going to narrow that down.
Yeah, well, it's amazing because it turns out that the leading candidate for that title is not a politician or a lobbyist or Robert Novak. No. It's a pro basketball player.
Okay.
Gilbert Arenas of the Washington Wizards, in fact. We're going to ask you three questions about Mr. Arenas.
Oh, lovely.
Based on a profile of him in a recent Sports Illustrated. Get two right. One of our listeners will win Carl Castle's voice on their home answering machine. Carl, who is Tom Bergeron playing for?
Tom is playing for Daniel Dahl of Gilbert, Arizona.
First question. Mr. Arenas is notorious for not partaking of the partying lifestyle common to most professional athletes. Instead, he has admitted, in fact, to once spending a night after a game doing what? A, hanging out at a 7-Eleven outside the arena in Cleveland, slowly drinking Slurpees and looking through the used car ad magazines. B, ordering up colon cleansers from late-night infomercials in his hotel room. Or C, just sitting in a laundromat for 8 hours watching other people's clothes spin around.
All right. I've heard other people do this week in, week out. And when I'm in the car and I'm driving, I'm doing the process of elimination with them, which has no reference to the colon.
No, whatsoever.
That's a singularly disturbing image. I'm going to just discount that out of hand. The laundry one is pathetically sad. So I'll go with the Slurpee and the 7-Eleven because he was probably just chatting up with some people, looking at some magazines.
No, I'm afraid, in fact, the true answer was B. He sat in his hotel room and ordered up colon cleansers.
Oh, man.
He said of that product, quote, "I just got talked into it. I'm like, man, he makes it sound so good," unquote.
Wow.
You've got two more chances here. Let's take another question. Oh, now, Arenas has some ascetic habits to train his body for the difficulties of the life of the NBA player today. Among these habits are what? A, he always, always sleeps on the couch to practice for when he doesn't want to share the bed with one of his overnight guests. B, he rubs his hands on his driveway 10 minutes each hand to roughen them up and make the ball stick.
Okay.
Or C, to inure himself to pain and discomfort, he puts rocks in his size 16 Nikes.
I'm going to go with the driveway rubbing.
Rubbing the driveway.
Yeah.
Just to roughen up the hands.
Roughen up the hands.
No, it was the first one.
Oh, man.
He always, even though he's got a big bed, he always sleeps in his couch.
That's because he's ordering the colon cleanse.
Exactly.
From Marshall's.
No, he doesn't like sleeping, literally, in a bed with a person. He says, quote, "I don't like women all up on me, touching me, so I get up and go. I discovered that..." He says, "I discovered that women don't like that much."
Oh, well put.
Now, wait a minute. This guy gave an interview to Sports Illustrated, and there wasn't a publicist in the room going, "You're sounding like an idiot." All right, so now this last question, this is just for the heck of it, right?
Because
I completely lost the... Carl, can I pay you to put your voice on this guy's answering machine? It feels terrible.
I think you and Carl can work out a deal.
Okay,
that's
good.
That's what I'm saying. All right, here's your last question. Mr. Arenas does not like to be bothered by other people so much, in fact, that he does what? A, he fills up his cell phone voicemail by calling and leaving messages for himself so that no one else can leave him messages. B, he books hotel rooms under his own name, expecting that no one will expect that and therefore not bother him. Or C, he eats only drive-through food so as to avoid having to enter restaurants, and then he only eats the stuff in his car parked in his private space at the arena.
All right. I am going... Now, I've learned, I think, I'm trying to adapt here, because as your tactics change, my strategy changes.
Right.
I'm not going to stay the course.
No.
I'm not going to apply logic to this at all. I'm going to go for the stupidest choice, the dumbest possible thing. The first one, he calls himself.
You're right, sir. Whenever he gets a new cell phone, he says, quote, "I call from my house phone and I leave little messages to myself,
my
like,
God.
It's me. It's me." Carl, how did Tom Bergeron do in our show?
He came through at the end, but he should have come through earlier. He had just one correct answer, so no prize for Daniel Dahl.
You know, I have to say, though, I'm so happy that I got the last one right. The hell with Daniel Dahl.
Yeah. Tom Bergeron is the host of ABC's massive hit show, Dancing with the Stars. Tom, thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm a big fan. It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye, Tom.
Bye.
I wanna be a dancing man while I can.